Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
This summer, whatever you're watching, baseball, golf, soccer, racing, DraftKings has you covered for every single moment of it. The DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states, bringing the game straight to your fingertips wherever you are. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code KSR, spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. Includes all markets. That's code KSR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut? Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus. Void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get prediction dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, real ghost stories from real people, just like yourself, that picked up their telephone and called us. 855-853-4802 is the phone number if you'd like to do the same and share your real ghost stories with us.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is indeed Real Ghost Stories Online, and welcome to the program. Press subscribe wherever you're listening so you don't miss any of our episodes. We got gazillions of them, and we like to share them with you a lot, all day long, every day, all day, so you don't forget who we are. And because we like ghost stories, so I hope you do too. Hi, I'm Tony, that's Todd.
Rachel.
So what's what do we have going on today?
I was just going to mention that coming up in September, I have got an event that I'm actually doing, which I've never done one of these before, but it's actually a Paracon kind of thing.
Oh, what are you doing?
And I'm going to be speaking about some of the evidence that I've encountered over the years.
Ooh.
And so we'll be focusing mostly on Northeast Wisconsin, Door County, Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, in that area.
Yeah.
So I'm a little nervous because I've never done anything like this before, and I'm not somebody who's really good at preparing for that kind of stuff. But I'm already like trying to get the video together and the audio together and all that kind of stuff. And the tough thing about it was I didn't have any of it. So I had to get it from the person who's in charge of that stuff. And just going through it and finding the pieces that I remember, the little bit that I actually remember, has been quite a chore. I'll say that. But I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Throw it into the script.
Yeah. Just throw it in there and let it do it.
Throw it in there. I mean, you can tell it to give you highlights, or you can tell it if there's something you're looking for, tell it what you're looking for, and it will find it in there.
AI saves us again.
Yeah. Just do that.
My big worry, to be honest with you, is that there's going to be other people, some people who I know from the industry of paranormal research. Yeah. And then there's some people that I don't know. And I'm just worried there's going to be people there that I don't agree with or that I think are full of shit.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not very good at faking that kind of stuff. So I may never be asked to do this kind of stuff again. We'll have to see.
I'm okay with if I don't agree with, but I'm not good at with people that are full of shit. That's my thing.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Like if I think you're full of shit and you're like bamboozling people and it's like, I don't like. And that's why I don't go to like Crime Con and that sort of, I just don't like it. I don't know. I just think I would be too triggered by that because I think there's a lot of people at things like that where people get taken advantage of. And it bugs me. I don't know.
I'm not a firm believer that doing anything like that, I'm trying to make somebody believe in ghosts. If you don't believe or whatever, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's actually very healthy. But what bothers me is that when people are faking stuff or making it out to be more than it is, it just sheds more of a shadow on the believability that there could be something other than what we see every day.
And I think I would like to go to a ghost con more than a crime con because I think everybody it's a lot more up in the air. The ghost people that are this is what it is. Those are the ones that kind of spook me because it's like, you know, I've had some on the air on like over on Grave Talks and stuff years ago. And it's just like, I mean, you can't be that sure, you know, like at the end of the day, it's just like, you know, but, I don't know because it's more up in the air type topic. Pardon the pun up in the air, but, then absolute of, you know, here's these families who lost people and let's parade them out on stage.
And I get
the argument where it's like, well, they're there by choice and they're wanting to speak out and, you know, they feel that the community of this, you know, crime has supported them. Okay. I mean, it's everybody's their own thing. And I'm not faulting anybody that's what they go for, if that's what they want, if that's what that was what helps them and heal them, great. I mean, I'm not here to judge it. I don't know. I mean, I believe that that certainly does exist. There's elements of that are part of those communities. But at the same time, there's a lot of gawkers too. And I just feel like there's more gawking at something like that than there is the genuine connection, if you will. I don't know. That's my own interpretation and I could be completely off. I could go to one and go, oh, this is great. But I've always just kind of felt weird about those concepts. I don't know. And I know also, I'm not the only one, but
no. And I can understand why you feel that way. In my situation, like all the evidence that I'm planning on presenting, even out of the stuff that I'm presenting, there's still probably only two or three things where I'm like 100, not even 100%, but like, let's say 95% sure.
Yeah.
It was really something, you know?
Well, yeah. And on paranormal, you don't have to be 100, you know, it's not about that. It's like, that's where it's like, it can be anything. And it's just, it's more inviting. It's like everybody can have an opinion this way or that way. I say gawking on the crime stuff. I don't really see gawking on the ghost side. I think everybody's gawking on the ghost side. Cause we're all like, what, you know, what's this, what's that, I don't know. It's the crime one. I just don't know.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of people show up. Because if for every Paracon thing I've ever seen, and I've not gone to many things like that, it's an interesting little mix of people.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You got definitely probably a mix. Are you doing, is it a presentation like where you're going to walk them through everything? And
I'll have a certain amount of time. I'll be able to show stuff, talk about it, talk about my background, my beliefs, all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, there'll be several other people doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. It should be good. And here's the good thing about it. It raises money for shelter animals. So that's really why I'm doing it.
Cool. And how far out is this?
It's in September. I don't know the exact date.
Okay. So there's, okay, cool. We'll be able to talk about it on the air.
Yeah.
As it gets a bit closer. Cool. Here's my only experience of it. And I will say this was good. It was very small. We did a live show at the Crescent Hotel. And it wasn't a con of any sort. We just did a live show. It was like 2-3 hours. We did real ghost stories. People came up and said their story. And then we did an episode of the Grave Talks. And I talked to the gentleman who was the ghost guy at the Crescent, for a while. It was fun. It was like a 3-hour thing and everybody there was really good. And I did enjoy that. I did like that. So I don't know, maybe my thinking on the cons are a little too rigid. I don't know.
I think if you can control it in that regard, meaning there's almost a reason for it, mm-hmm. like you were doing it for the show aspect, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a paid ticket thing. Everybody who was there wanted to be there for that. You
right.
know? And it was ghosts. So it was like, there's not like real any contention, you know?
I'm worried I'm going to be really fucking boring, you know?
And I doubt it.
Yeah, I know. I usually pull this stuff off just fine.
Yeah.
But that's my biggest fear. Because there's some bigger names there. I'm just some dork from Wisconsin who, you know, checks things out once in a while. So
on Real Ghost Stories Online.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And they are promoting that. So, you know, what the heck? Maybe the 5 people that show up to this thing will start checking out the podcast.
Yeah. There you go. Hi, 5 people. How are you? 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, let's go to this call. Hi.
This is Rebecca from Springfield, Missouri. My father was a schizophrenic. He took lots of medicine to control his demons inside. His pills would be scattered all over the floor at times when we were children growing up, me and my 3 brothers. One particular night, my dad had moved us into this really old house in Pasadena, California, and it was a house in the suburbs. There were other houses around us. It had a fenced backyard, really, really creepy. None of us would venture all the way into the backyard because it was overgrown, and we always felt like something in there was watching us. So we tried not to go into the backyard at all. But the house itself was very old. Not particularly a big house, a kind of, you know, medium sized 3-bedroom. And the room that I had was particularly cold all the time. We had window units, so there was no central air. It was very hot that time of the year in Texas, sweltering heat from the humidity. But the room never required a fan or its own window. It's always freezing cold. Very strange, very creepy feeling. I didn't like to sleep in there. There were times my 3 brothers had a room across the hall, and I would make a pallet on the floor for myself because I was so scared to be in that room. And the other room felt fine. But on one night, I had a friend. I was in the 7th grade, and she was a friend of mine at school, and she wanted to come and stay the night with me one night. And my parents said that it would be okay. And I knew that when she came that night, that we would have to sleep in that room. We mustered up the courage. We went in there that night. We had a TV. We didn't have a bed in there set up because I never slept in there. I always made pallets. So me and my friend, we made a pallet on the floor. We had our pillows. We were watching TV. Well, my brothers were just right across the hall. And they had these flashlights. And our doors was shut. And it was dark in the hall. Our room was dark. We were watching TV. All of a sudden, in the corner of the door frame, where the door meets the frame, there's a little crack that goes all the way around the door. Well, they would stick a flashlight up into the corner of the door. And they would make the light go all the way around the door, making that long rectangular crack all the way through the door. And that we could hear them laughing, trying to scare us. And that went on for, you know, 30 minutes or so, them laughing. I would get up and tell them to leave us alone. An hour or two had gone by, and the whole house was silent. And me and my friend, we shut off the TV, and we were just talking just about things at school. And then the next thing I know, the light appeared back in the top of the corner of the door, but just a regular flashlight in color. And then the next thing we knew, right beside that shape, that light color, another light appeared, a different color, like red. And then there was green, and then there was blue. And there was a ray of colors that went all the way across the top of the door in that crack that we could see through the hall. And I was thinking, how are they doing that? Where did they get that many colors? And they were perfectly lined up. Where one color stopped, another round color would appear. And the next thing I know, the colors started moving around the door just like they did with the flashlight. And I thought, wow, this is a really neat trick. And we weren't scared or nothing. And the next thing I knew, the light started going faster and faster and faster. And it got to going so fast that it became this giant blur. And that's when me and her got really scared. And she said, oh, my God, get up and make them stop. This is scaring me. And I grabbed the door and pulled it open, and no one was there. And the spinning stopped, and it just really freaked us out. We stayed up with the lights on the whole night, the rest of the night. Needless to say, my friend never asked to come back over, and I never, ever spent another night in that room. I think it had something to do with whatever was living in the backyard. There was something really creepy way back there, and just none of us would ever go back in that spot. And only the one room in the house that was creepy. And my parents would always ask me why I never stayed the night there. And, of course, they didn't believe what you would say. But my dad had a history of moving us into old houses like that. And we could hear him getting up at night talking to something, and it would be in two different voices. And I've heard this kind of stuff all of my life, me and my brothers have, about my father. So I don't know if he was drawn to these kind of houses and moved us as a family there, or something in him, you know, compelled him to rent those kind of houses. We moved around a lot, but we always lived in a very creepy house. Tons of things happened to me and my brothers. But have a good night. Bye-bye.
That is creepy.
It is. And her comment about whether or not her father was drawn to places like that and hearing mm-hmm. him talking in a couple of different voices, there might be something there.
I've always wondered, you know, sometimes, you know, there's certainly most things are going to be explained with some sort of, you know, mental illness that's going on. You do wonder sometimes, you know, is that person more susceptible to things like that? Or, you know, I don't know.
I'm always worried. I always have this irrational fear that people who are dealing with mental illness or mm-hmm. Health issues, that it's a mix between maybe something scientific with their body and all that kind of stuff and something else.
Yeah.
I always worry about that. Probably some stupid movie I watched when I was younger that made me think about that. Her story about the flashlights. Yeah. My mind immediately went to the Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
When Peter and Greg are up in the attic in Greg's room, and they've got a sheet over the line in the backyard.
Yeah.
They got a flashlight that looks like a UFO and some sort of weird whistle that they're blowing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else is on the first floor or on the second floor looking out their bedrooms, and they're seeing the UFO. So when she was telling that story, all I could hear is the, that's all I was thinking of.
Yep.
Do you remember that episode?
Barely.
Okay.
Barely.
I know, again, that's way out of your time, but maybe there were
reruns. It was a rerun. I used to watch reruns in the afternoon of it. I watched that in the Partridge Family, but it's hard to, like, they all would feel fairly new to me, you know, because I remember watching them, but I just don't remember them in great detail. Like other, you know, like Full House or older ones than that. Even like a lot of 80s ones too. Like I could, but it's more so because I've watched these things as adults obsessively. Cheers, Frasier.
Yeah.
Seinfeld. The amount of times I've watched those over and over, you know, I can tell you exactly how every episode goes.
It's interesting that you brought a whole new layer into it when you bring up the Partridge Family, because they're basically the same type of show.
Yeah.
But one has fared much better in Americana than the other.
It has. Yeah. I mean, and they used to run them like back to back in reruns in the afternoon. I remember. And that's where I would catch it. It'd be like, you know, I'd be like playing with Lincoln Logs or something. And then, you know, there's that. And then, you know, you get over to scroll over to Inside Edition and there's Fuck It, We'll Do It Live. Yeah, Bill O'Reilly, you know.
Susan Day was part of the Partridge Family. And then later in life, she was part of a show called L.A. Law, which was very big in like the 80s, late 90s.
Yeah.
Then she did a guest spot on Saturday Night Live during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a whole Partridge Family skit. And it was hilarious. Oh, it was fucking hilarious. Yeah.
I've watched that a lot on reruns on the because you can watch like every season now.
Yep.
All right, you ready for the creepy moment of the day, which connects was this, I think we talked about Jim Baker on the last episode.
Yeah.
So I have this old album here, this creepy one that I found at an antique store. Tammy sings You Can Make It. And I made the observation, you may as well, when you're looking at this, if you're watching this on the YouTubes or soon to be Substacks, look at Jim. And if you're listening, there's a striped blue and white shirt, that large stripes kind of pattern, kind of looks like the Epstein temple. Then on his shoulder is a parrot. And there's nothing else Caribbean about the cover at all. It says you can make it. So it's okay. And now keep in mind, they were rather eccentric back in the day. They had weird pets and shit. It is probably just alluding to that because that was something that they were kind of known for. And look, the blue and white stripe, it was a popular pattern as well. So let's understand that going into it. The time windows really don't line up very much with any of the Epstein shit. Cause that's what I was thinking, like, oh, it kind of reminds me of that. Here's the 7 degree of Kevin Bacon on it. 1 degree, really, of Epstein, Alan Dershowitz.
Okay.
Has represented both of them.
Oh, really?
Yep. So, and I'm not insinuating anything.
No, right? No.
I'm just saying that is the common denominator between the two. And again, I highly doubt there's anything there. This is a great conspiracy theory, though, isn't it? You know?
It's odd though that you noticed that and made reference to it, and then there's a connection though.
Yeah, but you know, he's represented a lot of shady people. So,
true.
You know, I mean, he's the attorney to the shady stars. I mean, in a lot of ways. So, if you're doing that line of work, you're gonna end up, you know, degrees are not gonna be that far. Quite honestly, this is how I can look at that. And I go, it does look fairly conspiracy-like, and it has the ingredients. But, I mean, it's probably not the
right.
Anyway.
Here's a tip, though: if your wife puts out an album, don't show up like that.
Just in case,
yeah. Or maybe if you're the record company, do something else with the album cover, because that's just creepy.
The problem is it's RTL Records and Tapes. So when you have your own publishing company in 1982,
is it PTL?
Or PTL. PTL. PTL Club Record. And I wonder if you're like a member of the PTL Club, did they like just send you these like every part of the year? It's like you get the latest 10 and every month there's like a new shitty Tammy album you get.
It's like the PBS thing where if you give this much, we'll give you the cassette tape, the video cassette tape of Peter, Paul and Mary from 1986, mm-hmm. or you can get whatever back
Yanni.
Then it was. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
If you love our programming and you're loving Yanni right now, you're going to love becoming a, what do they call it on PBS? A
viewers like you.
Viewers like you. Yeah. Viewers like you. Like you people. Creepy Tammy sings, "You Can Make It." Jim's got the, I wonder if I just started a conspiracy theory. I mean, that's kind of fun.
I wonder if there's a way for us to look into that.
I think that's that. That's the end. I mean, there's your connection, the degree you have an attorney that has also represented another creepy person. I mean, then you, I don't know. I threw it into Grok and it said, no credible evidence links Jim Baker, the former PTL, because I spelled it wrong, to Jeffrey Epstein. Sources across web sources, court documents, news archives, and conspiracy-related discussions turn up zero direct or indirect personal, financial, social, or travel connections. Baker has covered the Epstein files. So that's the only thing it says. The only overlap is that they shared an attorney at, for completely different times.
I thought you were going to say the only overlap is his polo shirt that he's wearing right now.
The only overlap is that Jim Baker now operates out of Epstein Island. No, I'm kidding. that's where, God, that would be, that in the world that we live in today, we're like no fucking way that, oh God, I wonder if this could actually happen. If some mega church or something buys Epstein Island and then they turn it into like this retreat, their super members, So it still kind of remains like this retreat for the luxury Christians.
Yeah.
A luxury Christian retreat on Little St. John or Little St. James.
I'm not sure, but I think that wording would be great on the brochures. Luxury Christian retreat.
You have to like get ahead of this from happening and make, I'm going to make this on AI. I'm going to make a promo video.
There's no cars allowed on the island except for the leader's car. And it's a big old frickin' Cadillac, a white one, with the gold and all that kind of stuff. And they drive around with it. And all the staff on the island have that polo shirt as their required uniform.
You can make it into, I won't say it because it's, See, we make a good rhyme, but it's a joke. This is not real by any means. But here would be an example of like a mega church leader buying the damn place. Yeah. Olstein Island. Epstein Island is now Olstein Island, a place of purity. We're cleansing the island with our faith, where you too can enjoy, a 7 weeks of comfort. And it's just a resort, but with intermittent, prayer. and it's for the low tithing of $30,000 or something like that. Again, pure joke conjecture. Joel Olstein didn't buy Epstein Island,
right.
but
God dang it.
Watch this shit happen. Somebody. The next week or two, I'm going to be texting you. Look at this.
Oh, God.
That's why you got to get ahead of it. I got to make the fucking video or something.
Yeah, you do.
So nobody's like, somebody who has this idea in the religious community isn't like, that'd be great. I wonder, and they Google it or something, the concept, and then my video comes up and it just shows how fucking insane that is.
They still might do it anyway.
They still like, oh, that makes, they're like, this is a great idea. Somebody's already doing it.
Yep.
Cleanse the island. And it just, all it really ends up doing is just bringing in the ultra rich. And it's like, just repeats itself all over again.
But there's really some tacky stuff about it too. Like like there would be signs that say Epstein Island, but obviously probably not. But they just kind of take an O and an L.
Yeah.
And just put it over the front.
Like a homage to like its former like self.
Yeah.
Like where Disney will like kind of sometimes put up like old signs from old rides.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like how somebody adds their name to the Kennedy Center. Kind of the same thing.
Kind of the same sort of concept.
Right.
Yes. 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 And the other hellish point of the island is on all of the speakers, because there'll be speakers all around. Just, you know, and usually it's just playing this on loop. It's just playing Tammy Sings You Can Make It on loop over and over and over.
I want to go on the You Can Make It ride. I can't imagine what that would be like.
Everybody puts on their jazzercise headband and their headphones. And yeah, you can make it. In walked Jesus. Mercy rewrote my life. Only God can make you feel so good. Ooh, Jim. God is not through blessing you. And then side two, because who can get enough of Tammy Faye on side one? This is why you need side two right now from Time Life Music. Nobody, side two, which incidentally was the original version of the Keith Sweat song, Nobody. Nobody, nobody. Yeah, and the lyrics changed a little for that translation of the song, but still maintained the same message. I am blessed. Lord, paint my mind. God rides on wings of love. And then who can forget the end? All 7 minutes, 23 seconds of chorus medley.
Not even the titles sound like they're interesting. None of them make me want to go, God, that sounds like something I want to check out.
Oh, God. My special thanks to Mike Murdoch for writing songs with such a wonderful message, and special thanks to our PTL partners for making this album possible. Thank you, PTL. You made this trauma possible.
You paid for it. Here you go.
Now you're going to have to listen to it at the grave. That'd be a real hellish thing to do, like if your parents were really into them and they like just filled your childhood with this sort of shit. If you just, rigged up that little Alexa device that they have in their house in some way, shape, or form to only play that. However you need to do that. And if they're old and confused and they can't figure it out, it can be your little revenge. You're like, it only plays Tammy Sings You Can Make. Well, that's a shame. That's a damn shame. I wanted to listen to the farm report. Well, it's just got to listen to this, you know, mom, dad, sorry. It is.
To really play it off though, you have to do, you know, when you're there in the place, you can make it do whatever you want it to do. But the minute you leave, it only plays Tammy Faye Baker.
That could be the revenge that you've always been seeking. If you were ever traumatized by this album with your parents, I'm not saying I was not, but I'm saying if you were, and I imagine there were many, we are selling devices that only play this album over and over and over. And you just, you know, wherever, if your parents are in a, you know, a smaller room or a facility or something, you just switch it out. And
my other favorite part of that album cover is the font for the name of it. You Can Do It. Is that what it's called?
You Can Make It.
You Can Make It. The Y that has been turned into like a chorus singer with the arms in the air.
Oh, that's what that is.
You didn't. Yeah. That's a person like praising.
I can do it. Cause okay. Here's how my, Asperger mind is picturing this. I'm like, why are there leaves on top of the Y in a circle sitting in the middle?
Them's be fingers and a skull.
Yep, I see it now. I totally see it. But I'm like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. There you go.
Leaves.
Leaves in a circle that's like resting in the middle of this Y. Is that an egg? Is that like an Easter egg? Like rising from the Y? Or like what? Like what's going on here? Leaves. It kind of, because the leaves, the hands kind of look like leaves. I'm still thinking they're leaves. That's why you got this shirt.
That's right.
All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes and more, and I'm sorry, we're really not selling the Jim Baker, Tammy Faye, Elsa,
send us 50 devices.
Unless there's a demand. I mean, if there is, let me know. I'm sure we can.
We'll get it done for you.
We'll get it done for you. Press subscribe. Until next time, for Todd and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including Live Dealer, Blackjack, and Craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250, and I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.